This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Throws it off down low to Zubac. Layup won't go. Blocked by Jokic. Loose ball comes down to Murray. Denver looking to go up 12. Layup was good! 57-45 Denver. It's their big lead of the night.
A game seven that saw Denver advance on Westwood 1, going ahead and taking out the LA Clippers. Last night, the Warriors bounced the Rockets, so we get Draymond versus Gobert. Round two. Good morning, Metroplex. The entire morning squad is back together again. In case you did not know, Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with a report on Cowboys rookie camp at 7:20 as we go commercial free with the Expressway with a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. If you're looking to check out the show, 105ThroughTheFan.com and the Odyssey app. Speaking of Western Conference basketball, the big news that Greg Popovich, no longer head coach of the Spurs, he is transitioning full-time to team president. They are hiring assistant Mitch Johnson as the next coach. He's been with the Spurs for a decade. He took over as the interim coach in November. So Greg Popovich, no longer on the sidelines.
Is he the goat of goats? Where do we put him?
He's pretty far up there.
Well, let's start with him versus Phil.
Man, that's the tough one because like Phil had two of the literal all time greats.
Now three.
Well, yeah, three. Yeah, when you factor
Kobe,
in Shaq.
Kobe, Mike, Shaq.
Yeah.
Scotty.
You know, and while Pop had a great team.
Yeah.
And as great as Tim Duncan is, like, let's not put him with the Kobe and Jordan.
But even
Shaq.
Right.
Although, you know, you could argue that, you know, would you rather have Duncan or Shaq? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Shaq's pretty dominant.
Parker and Ginobili can't match up to what Phil had.
Yeah, but, I mean, there is something to be said for what Phil did in terms of managing personalities. Like, he took Jordan, who... A lot of people wondered, like, all right, is he ever going to get it done? Because, I mean, what, it was year 7-8 before Jordan won? And then the Kobe Shaq thing, people were starting to wonder, like, all right, is this going to work out? And so he's generally brought in as the guy who can, he's the Zen master. Mm-hmm. He fixed that. I mean, I think they're both great in really uniquely, totally different sort of ways. But
well, it's Red, Phil, Pop, and you got to pick the order.
Right. Yeah, the whole Red thing, it's the league was so different back then. It's like, how do you...
And I think of him more as the brilliant GM, making the
innovator, moves. Innovator, GM, mm-hmm. things like that.
He's like, oh, maybe black people can play basketball. Yeah, there you go.
I got an idea.
I put in my head...
Russell guy, this seven-foot guy.
Let's integrate.
In my head, I put Pop ahead of Phil. I think I do, too.
And I think it's just because of...
And now I hate Pop. Like, Pop ruined load management. He gave us that. His impact is reverberating to this day. But yeah, I think that
Game Lib.
They were just so boring. Like, the team was just so boring. That was the problem.
Yeah, but I mean he turned. Yeah, he helped develop Tony Parker into being Tony Parker and Ginobili into Ginobili. Yeah. And you know, yeah, I think that when I think of
and
Greg
a win
Popovich,
in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Right. In an NBA, in a sports world that really has over time kind of everything is geared towards the big market.
I think if you were to think of, and this is probably the difference to me between him and Phil, if I was to think of, I don't care what team they have that day, there were years where I would go, I'm still scared Pop is going to beat us. Like, it doesn't matter if I think our team's better, whatever. There were days like I felt like, all right, as long as you're better, your players are better than Phil's players, you can beat Phil. Pop was not that way. Pop was Mike Socia. Pop was Bill Belichick. Or, like, for me growing up, these were the guys where it's like Bob Stoops. Like, those were guys who, it didn't matter if Texas had better players. I always felt like Stoops was going to beat Texas. It didn't matter if the Rangers. It didn't matter if the Rangers were better the first couple months of the season. I was like, Mike Socia's going to rally them together. They're going to win the AL West. Belichick, same sort of way. It doesn't matter what Belichick has around him. He's going to win. And Pop was that guy in the NBA.
And of course, the all-time audio highlights.
How can you be that professional in a suit that looks like that?
Well, I know you didn't get much sleep last night. I was just trying to brighten things up.
You guys not seeing the color correctly.
Greg Popovich, 4-for-22 shooting so far on offense for you guys. What's the problem?
Well, it didn't go in the hole.
Well, Coach, defensively, you held mine to 13 points that quarter. 7 turnovers, just 5 field goals. What was the key?
I think they were looking at your suit.
We just assume that it ain't broken. You're not going to try to fix it.
Okay.
Pop, you think this team needs a major overhaul to be able to challenge for a championship?
We just lost in the first round. I'm not going to think about overhauls. I'm going to get a bite to eat and maybe have a Gatorade. We probably should try hard to win that game. That would be the urgency. Jeez, oh whiz, guys, come on. Think of a question.
Being in this position against the Hornets 2 years ago.
What? Think about the Hornets 2 years ago?
You were in similar position.
No, I won't think about that at all. These guys are grown men. They don't need me to say. Now, remember the Hornets, fellas. You got to really pull it together for game 3. Maybe I'll talk about the Gipper if I'm going to talk about the Hornets.
So I would go back and forth between love and hate for that stuff.
Yeah.
I watch a game and he's trying to make someone's, you know, life miserable. And I'm like, you're an a-hole.
Yep.
You're a freaking jackass. And then you end up laughing at a lot of the moments. But you laugh at a lot more of these than the Belichick ones. Belichick he was never trying to have fun.
No. Pop, I couldn't tell if he was trying to be a jerk at times. At times you could tell he was being a jerk. Other times you thought like trying to be awkward funny? And then, you know, with Sager, he always had a relationship. He would go at him.
Yeah.
But you could tell it was playful. You could tell they liked each other.
Yeah. Pop to me was, it was funny when he was dismissive early on to people who were clearly asking just lazy questions. Or they were just, they needed to throw something out there. And so I liked when he would call that out. I felt like over time, he became too much of that character to where even if it was like, that's a decent question, dude. Like, you could answer that.
Yeah.
It felt like every question got met the same sort of way.
Brad Townsend had a great tweet. My favorite Pop story is personal. Hopefully he won't hold it against me for telling it. Days after the San Antonio newspaper I worked for folded in 1993, Golden State assistant Popovich called to tell me the Spurs were being sold and he was coming back as GM. And Brad's like, Pop, I really appreciate it. I have no way to publish that because I don't have a job. And Pop says, I know. I'm hoping you can use that information to get a job. So he gave them that huge breaking story in order. So there's countless stories. I like reading the Popovich restaurant winery obsessions that he has behind the scenes, the team camaraderie and all that stuff. So Greg Popovich, no longer the head coach. He's moving upstairs to be team prez.
Yeah, and I wonder how much that's just a temporary, all right, we're just moving him up because with all his health issues and everything else he's been dealing with lately, I just wonder how much that's, hey, here's the next couple months and then right off into the sunset.
Miko Magic on Saturday, and you also had this in the afternoon.
Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. My ace is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby. Journalism and My Ace over next. Final Gambit was fourth. The final time was 202.31 seconds.
Journalism, did I hear that as one of the horses?
That was the favorite.
That was the favorite.
Journalism was the favorite.
On NBC.
Yeah, and so Sovereignty wins and Journalism comes in second. And by the way, this was all horses were sired by Secretariat. This is not cool. I know everybody thinks this is cool. This is inbreeding.
Isn't that what horses do?
Maybe, but that's just weird, man.
Hey, like fifth cousin, if you heard our crosstalk a couple weeks ago.
I mean, like, what are we doing here? Like, the Secretariat just out there, just, I mean, he's obviously dead now, I think, but gosh, I mean, just the amount of work that dude put in late in life.
It's like the whales, the SeaWorld whales, where they got like two of them that they like, and they're like, all right, let's just have them like bring us an entire generation of whales, and then they'll keep populating from there.
Muddy, very muddy track, disgusting.
This is the track I always bet on, or this is the race I always bet on. I put down the all, mm-hmm. where I bet every combination. And it costs a couple $100, but I've gone 2 for 2. And if it's a muddy track, I want the crappier horses to obviously win.
Yes, you do. And
I don't think this horse was crappy.
No, these were two. These are two decent odds horses. I think it was like 11-1 or something like that for Sovereignty.
Yeah, they were. If they weren't the top two, I think they were the top three. Journalism, I know, was the favorite. But yeah, if Sovereignty, I think, was second or third.
But they did. They did a good. You know, the odds makers did a good job on this race because they had the three of the top five or six horses that. From the odds, we're finishing in the top four. But now we get the question of, is Sovereignty going to race in the Preakness? And there's already questions that he's not going to, which is like, we gotta put an end to this here. That's a joke. We gotta figure something out. Either extend the schedule.
It's awful.
So there's more time between.
Yes.
Or make it so if you agree to go in the Kentucky Derby, if you win, you agree to race in the Preakness.
But then it's like judging an injury.
Right.
They'll just be like, oh, you want to cost the horse's life?
Right, because they will put the horse down. This is terrible for the sport, though, because if he doesn't run in the Preakness, what's the point?
American Pharoah was a decade ago. That was 10 years ago now that streak ended with the Triple Crown.
Wow.
Which doesn't seem like it. I thought that was like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's one of those. I feel like the Triple Crown, like kind of like the baseball Triple Crown, sort of like the averaging a triple-double in the NBA. It was one of those things that I was really like invested in and interested in because it hadn't happened for forever.
Right.
And then as soon as it like got knocked out, it's a little bit like, yeah, okay.
Well, right.
Like,
exactly.
Big deal that you won the Triple Crown.
Because we missed California Chrome, missed Smarty Jones, missed. We saw a lot of horses just miss. And then we finally see it. And now it's like, all right, I don't need to see it again.
Scotty Scheffler making history right in our backyard.
This dude, man.
Holy crap.
Unbelievable. He went and shot like a minus 31. At the TPC at Craig Ranch for the Byron Nelson, the CJ Cup. The CJ Cup is what it's called. This is the largest final round lead. This is the largest lead after three rounds in nearly 15 years. He was 23 under after three rounds, and he winds up going and shooting 31 under. And since they've moved this tournament to Craig Ranch, the score has been minus 23 or better every year, which like that, if the wind is not howling, this course doesn't have the teeth for these guys. But you saw some photos as soon as the round was over. There were still people on the course, and they already had the bulldozers out there because they're tearing the course up. They're tearing the course up. It's going to be closed, and it'll be open. You know, hopefully in the fall, they'll be able to get guys back out there.
I mean, is minus 31 good to watch?
I don't like it. It's a birdie fest out there. I don't enjoy it, but I guess it's better than having a plus six.
Yeah.
There's a middle ground. There's about 40 strokes in there as a middle ground.
Yeah.
And so they're going to make it more, spectator friendly and maybe toughen it up a little bit because they do have to try to keep this tournament. And the problem with this tournament is the same problem the Colonial has is the schedule. Next week is the it's an elevated tournament next week. And then you have the PGA, and then you have Colonial, and you have Jackson. Like, they're not going to play. Guys don't play four out of five weeks.
Was that a bad move? And why did they move? I just remember a lot of people being upset when they moved that tournament
from
four seasons or wherever it was.
The players didn't. From what I heard, the players didn't love the course.
The four seasons course.
In Las Colinas, and then they moved it to Trinity Forest. And the players really didn't love the course.
Yeah, whatever I went out to, it was Amanda and I's first date. It was awful. I'm sorry to the officials who could hook us up.
Well, there's no trees.
There's no trees.
It's hot.
Yeah. Holy crap, it was miserable.
It's tough. There's not a lot of parking around Trinity Forest. The Four Seasons was a good setup. Just the wives, the girlfriends loved it because they stayed in the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
The players loved where they stayed. They just didn't love the golf course.
Everything you need to know this weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo. The entire, except for Peyton, the morning show back together again here on DFW Sports Station. And we have a brand new giveaway. Dierks Bentley tickets as we go commercial free with the Expressway. And our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, will catch you up with everything that happened at Cowboys rookie camp. Why did Brian Schottenheimer move the locker room like he did. Commercial free on the official home of America's team. The Expressway is next.